Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the lead-off spot, the shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting second, the first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third, the left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Tom Jenkins. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting eighth, the catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Rip Collins. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Rip Collins. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the lead-off spot, the right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second, the second baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting third, the center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh, the catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is called out on strikes. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin takes first base on ball four. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up towards third. Kaum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Averill. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Averill steals second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins takes first base on ball four. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Jenkins goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Browns. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Melillo scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jenkins. Com reaches second base with a double. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jenkins. Myatt reaches second base with a double. Com scores. It's 2-1, Browns. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman bunts in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Myatt moves to third. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Myatt scores. It's Browns, 2, Indians, 2. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter bunts towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. Harder moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McNeely. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morgan moves to third. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Com hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it and throws to home to get Morgan. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Com. The throw from Farrell and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Melillo for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. McNeely hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-0 in the game. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McNeely. Porter reaches second base with a double. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins can't make a play. That's a base hit. Porter moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Harder covering, for the out. One out. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vosmek throws the ball into Goldman, who tags Levy trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmek hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kham takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jenkins. Myatt reaches second base with a double. Kham goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Indians. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress juggles the ball. That's an error on Kress. Myatt moves to third. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goldman. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Goldman steals second. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Myatt scores. Goldman moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Harder drops the ball. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Goslin moves to second. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jenkins strikes out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Goslin moves to third. Kress moves to second. Lynn Storti pinch hits for Earl McNeely. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Wade now playing center field. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burnett hits a line drive towards short. Levy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chad Kimsey pinch hits for Rip Collins. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey strikes out. The ball gets by Myatt. He chases the ball to the backstop. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kimsey moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Goslin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 3 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kress hits a pop-up towards short. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Harder covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goldman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Harder strikes out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Kimsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Grimes pinch runs for Chad Kimsey. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Levy hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.